With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A jury has begun deliberating in the defamation trial against former President Donald Trump, deciding if he owes writer E. Jean Carroll money after a jury last year concluded that he had sexually abused her in 1996. The jury began its work after closing arguments. Political observer Pete Domenech says he sees no reason for the UN's International Court of Justice ordering Israel to avoid a genocide in Gaza.
This stuff is laughable, and it's just so, I'm so tired of it. It's something that crops up here, you know, every time that Israel actually acts in its own defense, and even when they're not acting in their own defense, it's something that these crazy folks return to time and time again.
Domenech, interviewed by the Salem Radio Network, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the genocide charge is outrageous.
Like every country, Israel has an inherent right to defend itself. The vile attempt to deny Israel this fundamental right is blatant discrimination against the Jewish state, and it was justly rejected.
The Prime Minister says Israel is at war with Hamas terrorists, not Palestinian civilians. Also at SRNNews.com, could the Federal Reserve's inflation strategy be working?
Markets have been buoyed recently by strong economic data, which, along with receding inflation, makes it appear increasingly likely that the U.S. can pull off a so-called soft landing. That is, taming inflation without causing the economy to tip into recession.
Correspondent Rich Thomason. The Federal Reserve's preferred inflation gauge cooled further last month, showing prices rose just 0.2%. From November to December. On Wall Street, the Dow had 31 points, but the NASDAQ down 69 points. This is SRN News. Germany moves to restrict pro-life demonstrations.
Lawmakers in Berlin are working on a bill that would limit activity outside of abortion clinics and would bar pro-lifers from offering sidewalk counseling for women who are going into the building. The United Kingdom has already passed so-called buffer zone measures that accomplish the same thing. There have been attempts here in the U.S. as well, but most of them have been struck down by the courts on First Amendment grounds. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
West Virginia's Republican-dominated legislature is working on a slate of bills, including one that would allow people to sue libraries over offensive books and another that would keep boys out of girls' bathrooms and locker rooms in public schools. The legislation comes as GOP-led state legislators across the country are hearing from parents who want more control over what their children are exposed to in school. This is SRN News. A historic stone church, a landmark in downtown New London, Connecticut, has collapsed into rubble.
Lester Harris had just parked his car Thursday afternoon when the towering gray steeple and part of the roof of New London's First Congregational Church fell in on itself.
I heard this boom sound, and I looked to my left, and there was the church all in one piece, but then it just collapsed right down the middle.
At a news conference, New London Mayor Michael Passero says they believe only one woman was inside, but she was not hurt. The scene was a jumbled pile of stones and shattered timbers, with much of the building still standing. Students from an adjacent dormitory that serves at Connecticut College have been moved to a nearby hotel. Audio courtesy WFSB. I'm Jennifer King.
JetBlue Airways says it may end its attempt to buy low-cost carrier Spirit Airlines as soon as this weekend. Earlier, the airlines had planned to appeal a ruling that had blocked the billion-dollar merger. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.